During the past few years, the trail system in Fayetteville has expanded throughout the city. Yesterday, the completion of a portion of a trail, which closes the gap between Frisco Trail and Skull Creek Trail, was celebrated by residents with music, apple cider, and a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Trails coordinator Matt Mihalovich was one of several people present who expressed their excitement over the project.
It's excellent. It's so nice to see people using it and loving it. Even before we put the pavement down in the mud, there were just all these bike tire tracks. So, you know, that's a good sign that you're putting a trail in the right place and just closing up that gap that we had between the Frisco Trail down by the library, which is such a gem of a trail, and the Skull Creek Trail to the north, making that last connection.
There is now a continuous 7.6-mile trail that runs from Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to Old Missouri Road. Mihalovich explains they've been working on the trail for 6 months and encountered a number of difficulties along the way.
Some of the challenges with this were tight right-of-way because of we're in the urban part of town. We're at Dixon Street and Maple Street, right in the heart of town. And so it's a really tight right-of-way, but we were able to use the railroad corridor. And so we worked with the railroad, Arkansas-Missouri Railroad, to get an easement. They wanted fencing, so we thought that was a good idea anyway, to separate the trail. So you see the fencing along the trail between the tracks and the trail. Also, the steep terrain. This railroad was cut through, as you know, the bridges of Maple Street and Lafayette. Well, there wasn't room down where the railroad goes for the trail and the railroad, so we had to come up and traverse the terrain to get up here. That worked out really well because we have a good connection to Maple Street to the University of Arkansas. So we have that connection anyway. So it worked out. And then also the apartments here is a really, really tight situation with the apartments. But the ownership there at Maple Street Apartments has been great to work with.
Now that this portion is complete, Mihalovich says they are ready to work on the next trail.
We're going to work on a trail down by the university on the southern part of the university campus. It's a partnership. We applied for a grant with the University of Arkansas and the city of Fayetteville. We got $116,000 for a trail project. It's going to be called Oak Ridge Trail. It runs along Center Street, half a mile trail, a spur going west from Frisco Trail into the heart of the campus.
During the ceremony, it was announced that Fayetteville has received bronze designation as a bicycle-friendly community. The city of Fayetteville has received bronze designation as a bicycle-friendly business, and Bike City Recyclery has received silver designation as a bicycle-friendly business. Plans for the Northwest Arkansas Razorback Regional Greenway were also discussed. The greenway will be 36 miles of trails that will connect Fayetteville to Bella Vista. Mihalovich explains that funding for the project will come from a $15 million grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation, as well as matching funds from the Walton Family Foundation.
That's been really exciting to work with and work on, and now that we have the grant funding that's coming, the $15 million grant funding from the federal government, it's really going to happen. And it's been a dream of a lot of people in the region, and so I've been working on it for probably about a year, working with Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning, John McClarty, and the Walton Family Foundation has been really great about it. It's something that they really want to see, is a trail connecting it all. And I think it's going to be great for tourism, people coming here, and for business recruiting in a way, because more and more people can choose where they want to live because of technology. You can kind of, you know, work at home, and quality of life items like a trail system connecting the region can be a real draw, bringing in some of that talent.
Mihalovich says he hopes the regional project will be completed in the next 3 years. More information is available at trails.accessfayetteville.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I ride my bicycle to work each day. It's not too far. It's better for me than my car. I wear a helmet that is made of rigid styrofoam, inspected by a French guy named Guillaume. I downshift my Shimano gears. I pedal hard and I'm out of here. That I am, the coast is clear.